supporters that he won the election and then inflamed those supporters. The former president issued a statement describing the impeachment trial as another phase in the nation's greatest witch hunt. The president's son, Don Jr., recorded a Facebook video saying Republican senators who voted to convict his father are losers.
With Republicans like Mitt Romney, who needs Democrats?
Democrats say the former president was responsible for last month's deadly riot at the Capitol. America is listening to Fox News.
This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with an Imperial Stormtrooper.
Hello!
Now, I understand you work on the Death Star.
Well, I did until it blew up, man, you know?
I see. But you're still employed by the Empire.
That's right, man. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to pick up my paycheck right now.
I see. And here, long, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, do you use a financial guy?
Yeah, man. We all use David Ernest, man. He is like the Obi-Wan Kenobi of finances. You know?
Well, isn't it hard to contact him way out here in the galaxy?
Oh, no, man. Just call him at 279-7431, and he will gladly help you take care of your money.
Well, just one more question. I understand that you stormtroopers are the worst marksmen in the galaxy.
Oh, no, man. That's not true, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. You see that droid over there?
Yes, I see him.
Watch this.
You missed him.
Oh, no, man. I was aiming at Darth Vader. He's way back over there.
Right.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Five things to remember about selling your home in this market. Buyers have been able to buy a larger, nicer home with low rates and favorable terms. Sellers have been able to maximize their equity and be able to sell their homes without losing money. But here are some steps to remember. Number one, clean and uncluttered homes sell faster and for more money. Number two, by offering to pay part of closing costs and offering a one-year warranty for the buyer will help sell your home faster. Number three, pricing the home for the current market will help sell your home faster. Number four, introduce your home to the market through internet, through Realtor.com, Zillow, Trulia, Facebook, LinkedIn. Number five, listing with the Goodson Group Realtor will improve your chances dramatically. We sell homes fast. We represent the best interest. We know how to market homes. For all the details, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225 or bogoodson@charter.net.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Aw, man, I have another hangnail.
You shouldn't pick at your toes. Daddy says you might cause ingrown toenails.
Speaking of Daddy, it's time to remind people how important it is to see a podiatrist.
Yeah, Shannon. Our dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, treats things like tendonitis and bunions.
If a person is diabetic, it's important to have a foot exam by a podiatrist.
Call today for an appointment at 265-7585.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a series of storm systems that'll be swinging through the state over the next several days, and that's going to keep the mention of rain in the forecast just about every day. In fact, for tonight, periods of rain will continue. Overnight, it'll temperature down to about 46. Tomorrow, we'll be in the middle 50s on Valentine's Day. The risk of a few scattered showers around from time to time. And then another round of rain arrives Monday afternoon through Monday night, turning a little colder on Tuesday. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Bluewater Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I've got, I can't stand to watch the news, so I switched the channel over to Supercross. They're showing Monster Energy. Have you ever looked at the logo for Monster Energy? Those are what are called ruins, R-U-N-E-S. Those are numbers, 666. No kidding. Let's take our first call. James, you're on the air.
Terry, how's it going?
How you doing, man?
Well, no chess date tonight, man.
No what?
No chess date.
Ah, sorry.
Remember, last week we were playing chess.
Yeah.
So,
sorry.
Well, it is what it is, and believe me when I tell you, it is a long story.
Okay.
I will spare you. I'll get myself sidetracked. I went to the bank this week. I'm talking to the lady through the window.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, what appeared to be out of the blue, "You listen to Terry Adams?"
What?
And I'm looking at her. And I said, well, and before I could say yes, she said, "He is a," and she was telling me, I guess in terms she thought I would understand. And I said, "Oh, you mean he's a truther?" And she just smiled. And then she said, "My husband is Frank."
Oh, wow.
And I was like, exactly, just that.
Wow.
So, small world.
Yeah, it is.
I think maybe what it was is when I was there, she caught me calling our commander in thief by his given term.
Yeah.
And that's what she made the connection.
Yep.
But then I shared with her some information so Frank would have some additional material to read.
Good. Good, good, good. We all need to help each other.
So here's a mask update.
Okay.
You know, a couple of weeks ago I went to a dentist. And they wouldn't let me in unless I wore my mask, so I just left.
I don't blame you.
So, Monday, I made an appointment. I visited a podiatrist to have my feet shoved down in styrofoam molds, and I have arch supports I've been wearing. I get, every year, get them renewed.
Sure.
Renewed. So, I didn't want to rock the boat there, so I tied my U.S. Made in USA T-shirt around my head.
There you go.
And I walked in, and there stands this big old guy, and no mask.
What?
So I say, "I see you're expressing your freedoms," and I'm speaking to this guy through my T-shirt, which is completely ridiculous.
Sure.
And he's looking at me like, "You're such an idiot." Like I look at everybody else when I see them with mask on.
Right.
And so I take my T-shirt off my face, leave it tied around my neck, and I repeated myself. And he said, "I don't wear one of those things unless they make me."
Cool.
And of course, I'm getting this vision into my head of about three or four people making this cat put on a mask. But anyway, at the podiatrist, no temperature check, scan across my forehead like at the dentist.
Yeah.
No insistence upon this mask, where they're working on my feet, and the dentist is going to take this mask off anyway.
That's right.
I mean, well, you and I both understand there's just no science here and
nope.
No logic.
Nope. You're right.
It's all about driving their agenda.
Yes.
It's about behavior modification.
Control.
Exactly. So all the little sheep will go through the hurdles, the cattle gaps, or in this case, the sheep gaps, like they want us to.
Exactly. Exactly right.
Terry, it's always interesting. And you hanging in, brother. And we're out here.
I appreciate that, James. Thank you.
Have a good one, man.
You too, man.
Bye.
See you. I appreciate that. I really do. I had to do something this week I've only done a few times, and I don't do it very well. It's part of being a business owner that I absolutely hate, and that is firing someone. I had to do that this week, and I hate doing it. I had to do it. I didn't want to do it, But I had to. I had to. We had to go to Atlanta yesterday and take our grandniece to meet her father. Well, we didn't have to. We offered because our niece was, she had to take off work again to take her over there because they have weird custody, you know. So we had to take her. And the halfway point is Atlanta. So we went to the Varsity and had lunch yesterday in Atlanta. And I was not impressed. It's the first time I've eaten at the Varsity. I had hot dogs. A little short, mean woman had a, I think, a bacon cheeseburger. And neither one of us was impressed with it at all. But it was a nice drive. I love driving, obviously. It's one of the things I do well. Actually, anything that starts with DR, I tend to be pretty good at. Driving, drawing, drafting, and unfortunately drinking and drugging. Kind of plays into that, too. I don't know what that is, how that ties together, but the DRs are down my alley for some reason. But let's see. We talked about that. Max Licato, I don't know if you've ever, if you know who that is. Max Licato is purportedly a Christian, and we've got a lot of his books. Well, he has shown his true colors. He plays for the other side. He's one of the many that what's happened recently has really given us a real look at who's who plays for what, who's on what team. Max Licato plays for the other team. He is not a godly person. You should know that. Moving on, one of the many prophecies of the Hopi Indians was, after the Third Tribulation, a new source of energy will be discovered that taps the Earth's magnetic field. Now, Tesla claimed to have done this, and I've seen a lot of patents on this, where you actually can derive a lot of energy from the Earth, driving stakes in the ground, doing all kind of different stakes, not snakes, but stakes in the ground, and doing all kind of stuff like that. There's a lot of stuff out there. Rex Research is your home for that kind of stuff. The quote that I couldn't think of a couple of segments ago was this: the only reason why the government would want to disarm you after 243 years is because they intend to do something that you would shoot them for. Wow. Wow. That is a great, simple, but great quote. And if I sound like I can't breathe, it's because I can't breathe. I don't know what's going on. I never have sinus problems, but I can't breathe. I can't sleep because I can't breathe. I don't know what's going on, but it's just weird. As I have been telling you, my dear listeners, for over 6 years, the powers that shouldn't be despise us. They hate us. They want us dead. Not, of course, before they drain our checking and savings account. There is an effort underway to depopulate the planet. I hope by now you realize this. Well, a recent congressional report found that many of the products made by the country's largest commercial baby food manufacturers contain significant levels of toxic heavy metals. We're talking arsenic, lead, cadmium, mercury, stuff which can endanger infant neurological development. This was released Thursday from the House Oversight Committee's Subcommittee on Economic and Consumer Food Policy. They found heavy metals in rice cereal, sweet potato puree, juices, and sweet snack puffs made by some of the most trusted names like Gerber, Beech Nut, Happy Baby, and Earth's Best Organic Baby Foods. How about that? Campbell's Soup, which sells Plum Organics baby foods, Walmart, its private brand is Parents' Choice, and Sprout Foods declined to have their foods tested. Well, the committee concluded that there needs to be more stringent regulation of commercial baby food. Do you think? Wow. Wonder how many millions it took for them to come up with that brilliant observation. But then again, I am a little jaded, so just ignore me, okay? But anyway, yeah, of course they're poisoning us. That's why they don't even list the amount of aluminum in our water anymore, because I guarantee you it's going to be at the danger level, if not the toxic level, like it is everywhere that they've tested it. But what do I know? I'm just a Hawk Show toast. Another 3-minute break, and if nobody calls, I'm going to fire the video back off again. I'm just going to tell you.
Larry Puckett had such a big month in January, they are continuing their used car blowout sale in February. They're having their biggest used car sale in years. All makes and models are priced to sell with 100 in stock and will price to sell once they get them on the lot. No matter the make, no matter your price range, come to Larry Puckett Chevrolet in Prattville or visit LarryPuckett.com to look at other selections. Most new Chevrolets have 0% financing. Larry Puckett also has great finance and service. service departments. If you're still leery about going out and shopping, look online at LarryPuckett.com. Then call 285-9300 and one of Larry Puckett's team members will bring the car or truck to you to test drive. They'd love to see you drop by the dealership on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. For over 40 years, you've counted on Larry Puckett Chevrolet. The used car blowout continues at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Call or stop by today.
Rick and Moe's is Montgomery's favorite bar. Come see their new look and enjoy the non-smoking Rick and Moe's. You'll always find your favorite sports action on the big screens. Come in early for happy hour and stay for live music Tuesday through Saturday with no cover. Try some of the latest food favorites from the Rick and Moe's kitchen like wings, butts, and brisket. The kitchen is open 5 till close. Rick and Moe's is still your favorite bar for pool, darts, and video games. Celebrate with your friends at the all-new non-smoking Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive.
Moe knows.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When there's work to do, ground to break, earth to move, and a reputation to uphold, you can count on durable Kubota equipment. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage. Together we do more.
I'm one of thousands of women with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC,
which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body.
I'm living in the moment and taking Ibrance palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy.
Be in your moment. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com.
Patients taking Ibrance can develop low white blood cell counts, which may cause serious infections that can lead to death. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs that can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are pregnant, breastfeeding, or plan to become pregnant. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Yeah. Bachman Turner Overdrive. Welcome back to the program. We have a couple of calls. Hey, caller, you're first. You're on air.
Hey, Terry. I just want to say, I was staying at a federal hotel on Maxwell Air Force Base.
Yes, sir.
And I want to let you know that there was a lot of us that listened to your show and loved it.
Thank you.
I'm no longer in the area,
yes,
but we really did. We looked forward to every Saturday. And I hope one day you do a show on the Constitution, especially Amendment 10, and how it's no longer available to people.
Wow.
How they're not paying attention to the Constitution.
No, they're not. You know, that's a great idea, and I've gotten a lot of material lately that was sent to me about the Constitution. I think I'll do that. Thank you. Good idea.
I tune in every Saturday, and I just want to tell you how much we appreciate you. There's a lot of us that listen to you, and we hope you keep on going, my friend.
Man, I really appreciate that. I'm glad you're out. Congratulations.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
Same to you. Thanks. Yeah. Love that, Mike. Because, you know, like I keep telling you folks, don't cast judgment on someone. Don't. Because what I've read is unknowingly, the average American breaks at least 3 laws a day. They don't even know they're doing it. There's so many laws. It's unbelievable. Anyway, let me ask you a question. Simple question. What does the old ageless, toothless beggar standing in the shadows of the alleyway with a cup in his hand, what does he have in common with God? What he has in common with God is they both want change. The beggar needs change because that's the currency required to purchase what's closest to his heart at the moment, be it food or strong drink. But see, God, and that's all caps, he wants change too. As a matter of fact, he requires change. He wants to see change in his creation, mankind, you and I, particularly Americans, because this country is where he has placed much of his emphasis over the past 230-something years. He blessed this country above every other country. He made America what we all know and love as America. the big experiment of people governing themselves. We the people, the republic. We're not a democracy. We're a democratic republic of states. The greatest country ever, as far as we know, in the history of the world. And it was all because he blessed us and we followed his tenets. As a matter of fact, I want to read you something right now. Our very, very first president, George Washington, in his very first inaugural speech, listen to what he said. I dwell on this prospect with every satisfaction which an ardent love for my country can inspire, since there is no truth more thoroughly established than that there exists in the economy and course of nature an indissoluble union between virtue and happiness, between duty and advantage, between the genuine maxims of an honest and magnanimous policy and the solid rewards of public prosperity and felicity. Since we ought to be no less persuaded that the propitious smiles of heaven can never be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right, which heaven itself has ordained. And since the preservation of the sacred fire of liberty and the destiny of the republican model of government are justly considered as deeply, perhaps as finally staked on the experiment entrusted to the hands of the American people. It's like he knew. He told us if we ever strayed from God and his tenets, his edicts, his words written in scripture, that all bets were off, so to speak. He was right. He was absolutely right. This past week, I stumbled across an article written by Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, an article that could almost be one of my rants, actually, because he says basically what I've been saying about America and her future. Should America forsake God? And I'm telling you, America has forsaken God. She has, and she's going to pay the price for that, just like ancient Israel did. Golly, I may have enough time to get through this. Let's give it a shot. In 2020, we saw God unleash his fury upon this nation like never before, and it's only going to get worse in 2021. The days of mercy upon the United States are over, and we can only expect more of God's wrath this year and in the coming years. In 2020, we experienced the COVID-19 pandemic that killed over 400,000 people in the USA. The economy was shaken like never before. It was actually shut down for months, and it will never fully recover. Then, when we thought we had a cure for it, we discovered that there were many variations of it around the world, and the vaccines that work for their initial virus may not work and fully protect us from other variants. This plague could last for much longer than we ever thought. Last year was the most active hurricane season in history, with a total of 30 named storms, 12 of which hit the U.S. coast, 5 of which hit the Louisiana coast. It was the worst hurricane season in history. In 2020, 58,250 wildfires occurred across the USA, which burned 10.3 million acres. 40% of them were in California. One of the worst destroyed was the town of Paradise, California. Another example of how God is about to destroy our paradise here in the USA. We also saw riots, burning, looting much of the year, making racism even worse, not better, in this nation. There is an underlying anger in this country that's going to boil over in the coming years, causing civil war. We saw some of that on January 6th this year with the riot in the Capitol itself. Last year, we saw how prejudiced the news media is against conservatives and Christians, how filled with hatred they truly are. They are destroying the presidency of Donald Trump along with the help of the liberals who have shown them how hate-filled they are towards anyone who doesn't agree with what they believe. This year, they will worship Biden and the hate-filled liberals. They will call evil good and good evil, and they will praise anything that is immoral. In 2020, this nation elected the most evil president we've ever had, a man who's already showing how wicked he is, and he's only going to get much, much worse in 2021. He is a wolf in sheep's clothing, and he is slowly, little by little, taking off his outer clothing and showing the evil that truly exists inside of him. Even his own people will be amazed at the duplicity in this man. Tapioca pudding. The nation gave total power to the Democrats by giving them the presidency, the House, and the Senate. And now we will really begin to see the darkness that is inside of them. Biden, Pelosi, and Schumer will manifest evil like we've never before seen in this wicked nation. This nation will get what it deserves. When I went back to D.C. in September and I was sitting down just outside the fencing around the Capitol, I felt something I couldn't understand at the time. When I looked at the Capitol, I sensed what I thought was peace. Now, that didn't make any sense at all because there was no peace in this nation at that time and no peace among the members of Congress who worked in the Capitol building. Maybe it was a feeling of emptiness since the building was empty, but that made no sense either. So I just let it go and I didn't think any more about it. A few days ago, I saw on Amazon a new book had come out, a compilation of two books that were written almost 50 years ago by a man named David Wilkerson, God's prophet to the USA. Vision and Set the Trumpet to thy Mouth were the names of the books. So I ordered them, and they came in. I've been reading a little of them each day, and today I read a verse that he had put in the second book. It's from Deuteronomy 32:28. I keep reading this to you folks. For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. All of a sudden, I knew what I had sensed that day at the Capitol. I sensed the emptiness, the void of counsel in that building, the absence of common sense, the absence of reason. Neither is there any true understanding of the situation this nation is actually in, spiritually speaking. We are on the verge of destruction, and no one in that building sees it. No one. The only thing anyone in that building really cares about is power, something that God will swiftly take from them in the coming days. Their power will be removed from them, and they will be slaughtered by an opposing army. What they felt on the 6th of January will suddenly become very, very real, and they will be in a state of utter terror. The National Guard will be no match for the forces of evil that will attack that building and the members of Congress residing therein. They will be slaughtered. No army can prevent it, for God has ordained it. The attack will come quickly, suddenly, without warning. That is God's judgment upon that senseless group of fools who care not about God. His ways are this nation. Many of the current members of Congress will be there when this happens. When will this happen? I do not know, but I know it will be soon. Whatever God means by soon. That's what I've been telling you. We are Mystery Babylon. We are. America's Mystery Babylon. I read you last week. We're not even in the top 10 in quality of life anymore. We're not even in the top 10 in education, healthcare, salary, nothing. Nothing. They have destroyed this country. God's going to destroy this country. He gave us a warning. 9/11 was a warning. Just like ancient Israel. 19 years later, he allowed Israel to be destroyed. 19 years after 9/11 was 2020 when Joe Biden was elected. What does that mean? I don't know. But I guarantee it means something. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear the hope porn. I don't want to hear Donald Trump's coming back to power in March. All of these so-called prophets who have said there will be a second term for Donald Trump, they are not prophets of God. You can write that down. They are not. Matter of fact, every one of you need to have a legal pad and start writing down the names of the ones we know who are they playing for, either us or them. You need to be making notes on this. And I was reading a minute ago where Lindsey Graham wants to meet with President Trump. Lindsey Graham cannot be trusted. Yeah, on this one occasion, he was for Trump. And in the past, he has been for Trump. But every in-between time, he's been for the other guys. You can't trust him. He's lost the benefit of the doubt, the all-important benefit of the doubt. He's lost it. And he doesn't deserve to get it back, in my opinion. Okay, we did George Washington. We did all that. That blew me away, the George Washington thing. It's like he knew, and I believe he did know. We know about the visions that he had. So I think he was getting a little help from God. I really do. And I think he knew what was going to happen. He knew this was coming. And he was trying to warn us, just like Ben Franklin when he was questioned after leaving Independence Hall. What did you give us, sir? Did you give us an anarchy or a monarchy? Did you give us a republic? And he said, ma'am, you've got a republic if you can keep it. And I submit to you, we haven't done a good job. We've not kept it. It has been taken from us. That is a fact. It has been taken from us. Wow, 8:30. All right, big break, 5 minutes. This is Clearing the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams. 272-9228 is the number here in the Bluedale Building. 272-9228. If I don't get any calls, I'll fire Chuck Misler back up. We'll listen to the rest of it. I have enough on here to play the rest of the show if you want to, but that's just if you guys want to call, and it's up to you, you know. I'm here for your benefit. I'm not here for mine. I'm here to tell you the truth. I'm not here to entertain you. I'm not here to take requests. I'm here to tell you what's going on, the truth. What you do with that's entirely up to you, but I highly suggest you listen to what I'm saying, because what I'm telling you is true. I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
Hey, electricians, Crosby Electric needs you. We're hiring electricians for construction and service work immediately in Central Alabama. You'll get industry superior benefits. We're family friendly. There's opportunities for career growth, and you'll be working with competent coworkers. And you can be home most nights before dark. The conversation is free. What do you have to lose? Apply at Indeed.com or call Crosby Electric today. That's Indeed.com or call Crosby Electric.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on that old beautiful Alabama River, cooking up fresh seafood for you. If you hadn't ever been here, it's easy to get to, y'all. We're right off of I-65 at that 173-mile marker, that North Boulevard. Then take the first exit you come to is Louisville Street. Hit the bottom of the ramp and turn right three times. That's right. And follow that to the end of the road. You'll find us down here on the river. We cook up fresh seafood, man. Got a steamer over here, steam up those Royal Red shrimp. Got some shrimp from Argentina, kind of tastes between a shrimp and a lobster, real sweet shrimp. We got fried shrimp, boiled shrimp. You got a hunkering for some shrimp, you come on down here, we'll fix you up. We also shucking those fresh oysters, got you some oysters Rockefeller, steamed oysters, throw a little horseradish and cocktail sauce on there, and yeah, that's some good eating. Y'all get down here soon, we've been missing, you know, and soon we're going to get back in the music business. We're going to hold off some time changes, and we'll be having some good blues on the river. You can rent you a boat, bring your pontoon boat down here. Y'all get down here soon, we've been missing you.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home, so treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials, just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Sam, and you know, for years, close to 40 years now, Woodham's Southside Firestone has been servicing my car. It doesn't matter what happens to them, Woodham's Southside Firestone just does it right the first time. Whether it's tires, they have a great selection of Firestone tires and all kind of tires, all brand names. Whether it's an oil change, check the fluids, the wiper blades, anything from the bottom of the tires to the top of the roof, Woodham Southside Firestone has you covered, and I can't think of a better place to go than at Woodham Southside Firestone. By the way, they're going to be giving their employees off on Saturdays, so they'll be closed on Saturdays. But you know what? They need time with their families, too. Woodham Southside Firestone. They're located 1/2 mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway. Woodham Southside Firestone. You can count on them every time. Woodham Southside Firestone. Use them today. You'll be glad you did.
The interstate is backed up this morning due to an accident.
So you don't like sitting still on the interstate? Get the free Algo traffic app. With Algo, you'll have the information you need to avoid problems on your route to work, to home. Traffic backups, wrecks, lane closures, all with current info and live traffic camera feeds. Know before you go with Algo traffic, ALGO traffic, from the Alabama Department of Transportation. Get it today and arrive on time.
Sponsored by LDOT, ABA, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. We have a series of storm systems that will be swinging through the state over the next several days, and that's going to keep the mention of rain in the forecast just about every day. In fact, for tonight, periods of rain will continue. Overnight low temperature down to about 46. Tomorrow will be in the middle 50s on Valentine's Day. The risk of a few scattered showers around from time to time. And then another round of rain arrives Monday afternoon through Monday night, turning a little colder on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss Brubaker's President's Day special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Yeah, And the walls came down. Welcome back to Clearing the Air. And we have someone on the, I have someone on the phone here. He's one of the, one of my 14 listeners, one of the 14 of y'all that I've actually met, Sam. Hey, Sam.
This is listener number 13.
There you go. How are you, buddy?
That's right. Hey, Terry, I'm doing pretty good, truth be told.
You sound good.
Yeah, I'm here in the farm here in Pike County, and
I love farming. That's great.
Yeah. I walked the property today, went up the fence rows, got me some good exercise. Yeah. Mud up to my anus, you know what I'm saying? Yes, sir.
It's a visual.
And it's so different. Oh, yeah. Well, I was at our Montgomery property yesterday checking on Mom. I couldn't even walk around the side of the house, man. It's just, you know what I'm saying?
Steady rain.
Mud.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mud.
Mud. That's dumb.
Hell yeah. What? enjoying the show.
Thank you.
The clips are good and the information you're putting out. But while I was in Montgomery, hold on. Oh, dog. Here goes my throat. Excuse me.
It's okay.
Well, yeah.
Brother, while I was out in Montgomery. And then the other one. Yes, while you were in Montgomery.
I bumped into someone. I was over at the Love Stuff store, and they were asking me, do you listen to Terry Adams? No.
Never. That whack job? No way.
And then off the distance, I heard it. The cock crowed 3 times. I denied. Oh, it was so sad.
Sacrilegious, but funny.
God bless. Oh, that's old Carlin bit. And the cock crowed 3. Yeah. Fossil fuels, you opened up the show with that, and it caught my attention because I have been in Central and South America, and I've been where they just have sticks for fuel. One of the big things we did with the Army engineers, we constructed little cinder block reinforced buildings for schools and clinics, and did a couple of garages for an ambulance or two. But we helped the locals. But the big thing, the one thing that the locals responded to, were the water wells. The people tote water for miles and miles. And you don't hear about this as much as fuel. There's a lot of people, that pick the woods for dry wood for fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And then that, here goes my throat. It's going away.
Okay.
I'm telling you something about breathing earlier.
Yeah, I can't breathe.
This last week, the sinuses have been bad.
Yeah,
I get a little Buterol spray thing. I don't like to use it.
Sure.
But I've had to bump it a couple times over the last week, and it dries me out and opens the lungs up, though. Good. Keeps you alive.
There you go. They get sticks out of the woods to burn for fuel.
God bless fossil fuels. That's what I was getting back to.
Amen.
China, I saw on PBS a couple of years ago, up the east coast of China, massive. People don't understand just how crowded, how many people live. And the majority of China's population is up the east coast of their country. There's a whole industry of jokers distributing lumps of coal. Most people, a lot of people, I wish I could give decent numbers, but a lot of people do their daily cooking off a lump of coal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's, a lump of coal, full of energy, a lot of heat.
That's
but
right.
The smoke off of it, and that's it. They show these cities, major metropolitan areas, and it's all of these, and it's just a cloud, and it's a constant feeding into it. And like I said, it burns me up that people disrespect, give us hell about our fossil fuels. The AES, the fossil fuel, the engine, the internal combustion engine is a great replacement for the horse, and it's so efficient.
Getting even more efficient every day.
And like you said, it has changed the world for the better.
It has.
And it just pisses me off to no end.
Me too.
I just want to throw that out.
We're
doing so much better. We should not be shamed.
Exactly. And the thing
That's
is,
what I'm getting to.
If America, if we went totally green, got rid of every, it would affect the world's pollution less than 1%. Because you got your big polluters, China and all, they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it.
No.
It's ridiculous.
No.
It's a facade.
This is one of the most insulting. I've had a good time. I enjoyed the Cold War and it was great. It was training, and they scared us to death.
You had plenty of money.
Right. Now, this is insulting.
Yeah, it is.
This is the most insulting part of my life in the last 55 years.
Amen.
Of anything I've ever seen.
I agree.
And it's just...
And people are buying into it like idiots. I know.
But look, man, I don't want to hold your show up, but... at least that wrapped up that crap today with Trump, and maybe we're off to a good start.
I hope so. Well, thanks,
yes,
buddy.
Sir.
Thank you, number 13.
Hey, thanks for coming in and doing your thing.
You're welcome.
See all right, you. Out here.
Bye. Oh, and so I was trying to get the phone free because I had another call, and I was going to get him in before the break, but then he hung up. So, oh, well. Yeah, I mean, here we go. Here we go. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, Terry. This is Bobby D.
Hey, Bobby
D. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
All right. Glad. Glad of the acquittal.
Yeah.
Big waste of time and money.
Big time. Big time.
But I know you've heard it. You know Paul Harvey.
Oh yeah.
He had that clip. I don't know if I've ever heard you play it or not, but if you ever get time or want to play that Paul Harvey, If I Were the Devil.
Oh, yeah. Played it
it's
many
going
times.
On.
Oh, yeah. It
even
sure
worse.
Is. You're right.
Worse than he even described it.
Absolutely correct.
And, well, let's just pray that God is going to stick with us, or we better stick with him anyway.
There you go. There you go. Now you said it. You're right. We need to
yes,
stick
sir.
With him.
Yes,
absolutely
sir. And
you're right.
Love your show. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Stay safe, and God bless America, and God save Dixie.
There you go. Thank you, Bobby D. Later. Yeah. Well, you know, I've kind of had a bit of a row with some of the people on Facebook because they're like, you know, pray for America. Pray that God will save America. I pray for God's will to be done, whatever that is, because he knows. So, I can't even begin to describe how much more he knows than I know, because he's God, all caps. He created me. He knows every fiber, no pun intended, of my being. Whatever he says, whatever he ordains, I'm cool with that. Whatever you want, God, please do it. And I firmly believe America's Mystery Babylon. I firmly believe we're going to be destroyed. And what scares me is this 60-day stand down by the military. That scares me. That's never, ever, ever, ever been done in this country. And now Biden's Secretary of Defense is doing it? Why? Why 60 days? Why that long? It's never been done before, folks. What are they up to? Obviously, we can't trust them. You know that. I know that. What are they doing? What are they up to? And, of course, we know about Biden's connections with China. That scares me. And if you've listened to this show for a while, you know about the sightings of the tanks with the big red stars down in Mexico. That scares me, too, because the Chinese forces are all around us. Another thing that scares me, and this happened this past weekend, apparently they were going to have some war games in California. Thousands of Marines descended on California base. This is on the 15th of January for combat drills. Well, it turns out they've lost 10 pounds of C4. They don't know where it went. They can't find it. Kind of like the 85 videos or whatever hit the Pentagon. Oh, we don't know what happened to them. We can't find them. Or we have somebody new in down there that takes care of those, and he's not sure he knows what he did with them. I love that excuse. I love that. We can't find them. We don't know where we put them. We misplaced them. Well, we'll have Fred go back and look in his truck and see if he put them under behind the seat. We're not sure where they are. It's just 10 pounds. I mean, what can you do with 10 pounds of C4? A lot. You can do a lot. A lot with 10 pounds of C4 if you know how to use it, if you have some way to set it off, because it's inert until you have a primary charge that sets it off. And then it makes big, big, big boom. That should scare everybody, and somebody needs to be held accountable. But, of course, they won't be, because that's not how things work now. Now, if it was a conservative person or somebody like that, then it'd be all kind of, you know, all kind of hullabaloo. How you like that? Over all this. But, yeah, who cares? You know, Biden's in charge. It's no big deal. It's just 10 pounds. Don't worry about it. No big deal. Nothing to see here, folks. Just look at Trump. He's guilty. Just look at Trump. Another break. I'll be back.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Work is a part of all of us. It's a winning spirit, a trade, or a passion to help others. Working drives us to push beyond what we thought was possible and allows us to be there for the things that really matter. We know that the world around us has changed, and that's why the Alabama Department of Labor is here to get you back to working hard.
We're committed to helping job creators fill their ranks with talented candidates, and we're passionate about helping those candidates find the right fit. Our programs offer on-the-job training where young workers can earn while they learn and prepare themselves for full-time employment.
Work is a part of all of us. Let us help you get back to it by visiting your local career center or alabamaworks.alabama.gov. Funding provided by the USDOL, ETA, and Federal WIOA, and Equal Opportunity Employer Program. Auxiliary aids and services available upon request. Brought to you by this station and the Alabama Broadcasters Association.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hey, welcome back. By the way, the video that I'm about to play, I can't finish it. There's too much of it. But it's also, I've already posted it on Clearing the Air. You can go and listen to it there. But I'm going to play some more of it. I think it would behoove all of us to listen to what Chuck Misler was warning us about at least 3 years ago. I'm not sure when this was done, maybe longer than that. But here we go.
It's not infinite. It may the be universe expanding, is not but infinite. It's finite. And that's both thermographically and other reasons demonstrable. So the macrocosm, there's a limit to the size of the universe. And because there is, that's what gives rise to these speculations called the Big Bang and whatever. We know it had a beginning, and we know that it'll ultimately have an end. But let's move on from that. Let's go the other way. Let's look at smallness. And now we'll call that the microcosm. When you get into this world, it gets weirder than any of the others. It leads with quantum physics and subatomic particles. And whether you're talking about length, mass, energy, or time, you discover that everything in small has a limit to how small it can be. See, you and I would think that if I took a piece of string, I'd cut it in half, no problem. I'd take the half, I could cut it in half. And you would think that conceptually, at least, I could do that for, it might get too small to literally do, but your thinking is, whatever I've got left, I can cut in half. That turns out to be true. It turns out when you get to 10 to minus 33 centimeters, that's very small, and try to cut that in half, it loses a very peculiar property. It loses a thing called locality. It has what they call non-locality. We now, and it's been proven in the laboratory, that every photon in the universe knows exactly what every other photon in the universe is doing in a certain sense. That there's a concept of non-locality that's philosophically shattering, but the main point is there is a limit to smallness. Now, I want you to understand the implications of this. You and I are in an environment that turns out to be a virtual simulation that's a digital simulation. And now, that's not my conclusion. You get Scientific American, June of 2005, there's an article there that highlights this sort of thing. Scientists are disturbed because they're discovering that some of the constants of physics are changing. And it's very hard to prove, and they're working very hard at that, but it's turning out they are. And what the article points out, that if the constants of physics are changing, that implies that our reality is a shadow of a larger reality. That's their words, not mine. And when I saw that, I just jumped for joy, because that's exactly what the Bible has been saying all along. Is that we, well, let's see, I think I go a little further. Whoops. No, I think I've spared you a diversion here. There is the ancient Hebrew sages, Nachmanides, from his study of the book of Genesis, concluded that the universe has 10 dimensions. Only 4 are knowable. 6 are not knowable. That's in his writings in the 13th century. We've spent hundreds of millions of dollars creating atomic accelerators, which have now revealed to us that the universe has apparently 10 dimensions. 4 are directly discernible. 6 we know are there but can't get at. They're curled in less than 10 to the minus 35 centimeters. So we've spent all that money discovering what Nachmanides learned by just studying the Hebrew text of the book of Genesis. I'm not being facetious, I'm being quite serious. And so we live in a simulation that's limited to 4 direct dimensions we can experience. And by the way, not only is what the Bible says, it lists them in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 18, our 4 dimensions that we have. So it's no surprise to Paul, if you will. But we now also have knowledge that there's 6 other dimensions that we can't get at directly. Now, we can glibly call that the spiritual world or something, and we're going to more consistently is to this physical reality we're in is embedded in something larger, which we'll call the metacosm. And that's the domain when you start studying angels. We have a whole background around that one. And that's what we think, what we suspect, don't know, we suspect is the domain of the UFOs. Because we now know they're transdimensional. They're not intergalactical, they're transdimensional. And I'll get to that in a little bit here, I think. Our universe is but a shadow of a larger reality. Scientific American, June of 2005. But let's finish up the transhumanism. See, the problem with transhumanism, it ignores the metacosm. People traffic, their supernatural warfare where you and I are both the puppets and the prizes. That's what's going on. The transhumanists are totally oblivious to that. They have no grasp of that. When you open up a communication channel in our software, we might call it soul, spirit, whatever, it yields access permission that is not reversible. Those of you that saw The Exorcist, that was William Blatty's novel, was based on case study. And what started that whole nightmare was a gal playing, it was based on case studies. Fooling around with the Ouija board, which is an entry. And some of these video games and so forth are potentially entries. Let's take a look at the scripture here a little bit. We're all familiar with Nebuchadnezzar's dream of Daniel 2 and also Daniel 7, the different set of idioms, but same subject really. And we all know about the 4 empire, the gold, silver, brass, and iron, and the Babylon, Persia, Greece, Rome. We've all been there. But when you get to verse 43 of Daniel 2, where Daniel is explaining all this to Nebuchadnezzar, he gets to this peculiar stuff called the iron mixed with clay. Everybody remembers the iron, legs are iron and the feet were iron mixed with clay. Verse 43 says, whereas thou sawest, this is Daniel explaining to Nebuchadnezzar, and whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, he switches to a personal pronoun, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. What's he talking about? Nobody knows. I tell you, we do know. That means that whoever they are, have to be something other than the seed of men, or they can't mingle. In other words, the grammar requires them to be two separate, non-mixable groups. So what are they? We don't know. And the personal pronoun is relevant here. And I want you to notice then that the seed of men, they're not the seed of men. They're not mankind. Are they hybrids? Possible. Are they somehow not? See, they're not the seed of men. They're seed of something else. Are they Nephilim? Could be. Or maybe something even more sinister. Are they aliens of some other kind? That's what's so provocative, that the two guys who wrote a book a year ago and published in April of 2012 that predicted the abdication of the Pope, which hadn't happened for 600 years, and then within 11 months later, in February of 2013, the Pope abdicates. Those two guys, Tom Horn and Chris Putnam, made the front pages. Well, they've just published another book in April of 2013, which reveals the fact the Vatican is committing substantial resources as they prepare to receive what they believe will be an alien visitor of some kind. What on earth is going on? We need to remember that in the scripture, it's not, the Antichrist isn't a guy, it's a duet. There's two people there involved, the false prophet and the other one. I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth who had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And see, the second beast is from the earth, and so forth. Some people think he's a Jew because of the Greek allusion of this in John 5:43 is allos, not heteros, and that implies he's Jewish. That's not conclusive in my mind, but that's when some of the beliefs come about. But he apparently is received by Israel, among other things, from Psalm 55 and others. But he exercised all the power of the first beast before him. He caused the earth, and he's the one that caused the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, really. And he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had the power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, and which had the wound by the sword and did live. You see, the identities are consistent through there. And he had the power to give life unto the image of the beast, really, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the beast should be killed. Interesting stuff. He gave life to the image of the beast, and so on. Okay. And he caused both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive the mark in their right hand or on their foreheads, that no man might buy or sell, save that he had a mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. And there's been a lot of discussion about this. This mark, by the way, is prohibited all through the Torah and elsewhere. But whose number? See, everybody gets confused about this. You hear articles about insertable chips and nanopower when I was on their board, all that kind of talk, RFID chips, barcodes for implementation. They miss the point. It's not our number that's the issue. It's his number that's at issue. And it's his name that is, you know, the crucial identity aspects, not the participants here. And there's a whole study on that you can get into if you like. But most of what's written is missed the point. But the thing I really want you, before you get too disturbed about transhumanism, I want to go the other way and talk about God, places when he limits boundaries and the limits to human arrogance. God does put a line in the sand. Back in Genesis 11, I want you to remember that chapter. The whole earth at that time was one language and one speech, and it came to pass as they journeyed from the east, they found a plain on the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. That this plain of Shinar is where Babylon emerges, of course. And they said one to another, go and let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and slime they only had for mortar. They said, go, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name that lest we be scattered upon the face of the earth. So that you all know about the Tower of Babel. But I want you to notice the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do.